Our text for this morning is the Old Testament reading, the book of the prophet Jonah, chapter 3, verses 1 to 5, and verse 10. I read for you again these words, beginning at verse 4. Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. And the people of Nineveh believed God. They called for a fast and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them to the least of them. This is our text. Dear Christian friends, it's important for us to appreciate and not waste the precious gifts of God's creation. Many have realized that we should appreciate the gift of energy and find ways of using it without wasting it. This is also true of various kinds of matter that God has created, including water and non-renewable resources. This last week, many Christians have reminded our nation to value and not destroy God's precious gift of life. But today's readings remind us of a gift God created, which is so very easily taken for granted and therefore wasted, the gift of time. Time especially is a gift of God's grace. As we look at our text, we see how God gives the wicked time to repent, how God gives us time to share His word, and all because God gave the time that Jesus took to save us. Let's think first about how God gives the wicked time to repent. Now, Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, 3 days' journey in breadth. Jonah began to go into the city, going a day's journey, and he called out, "Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown." And the people of Nineveh believed God. They called for a fast and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them to the least of them. The gracious gift of time that God gives the people of Nineveh is 40 days. He warns them ahead of time, the city's going to be overthrown. Now, the Bible word here for overthrown is the same as the word used for the sudden destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. Although we don't know how much preaching possibly might have been done by Lot without giving them a specific time limit. 40 days is actually an exceedingly long grace period, much longer than it took the people of Nineveh to totally destroy cities they attacked. The brutal and cruel ways of the people of Nineveh, which was the capital of Assyria, were legendary. They tortured and slaughtered their enemies in a way that was almost unmatched in history, far surpassing even the current residents of their neighborhood, the so-called Islamic State. But as terrible as it was a city full of people. People Jonah, God tells Jonah later that he pitied, because they didn't know their right hand from their left. That is, they didn't know right from wrong. And so, the original Hebrew of verse 3 says it was an exceedingly great city to God. The reason God was so upset about Nineveh was because He cared about them. So even Nineveh is given 40 days, a biblical period of time that God uses to begin and create something new, like the 40 days of rain before the flood of Noah, the 40 years that Israel wandered in the wilderness before getting to the promised land, the 40 days that Jesus fasted in the wilderness before He began His ministry, which is where we get the 40 days of Lent, a time to repent. Because we too need to repent, to not take God's love for granted. Otherwise, as Jesus once warned, on Judgment Day, the people of Nineveh will rise up and condemn us because we have seen much more of God's word and His grace than they ever did. The people of Nineveh did not waste any time. Almost immediately, we're told, they believed God. Apparently, they didn't even need the whole 3 days that it would have taken Jonah to walk through that city. But the reference to those 3 days, I think, is a hint that even Nineveh was more ready to repent than Jonah himself, who had spent 3 days not in sackcloth, but inside a fish, in order to repent of ignoring God's word to him and wasting God's precious time that He had given him to share His word with Nineveh. And so we're reminded that God gives us time to share His word. The word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and call out against it the message that I will tell you." So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Verse 1 mentions the most precious kind of time that God gives us, a second time. God's forgiveness is about a fresh start. The familiar story of Jonah is about the first time God told him to go to Nineveh. And as you know, he ignored God's word. He went the other way, along with a whole boatload of unbelievers who were almost drowned in a storm until Jonah confessed that it was him. Him who should have known better and who had ignored God that was the one that God was angry with. Why did he do this? Was it just because he was lazy? Was it because he thought it would be a waste of time to preach to those wicked Ninevites? They wouldn't repent anyway? No, apparently not, as we pick up from the later part of the book of Jonah. Apparently because he knew God was loving. He knew God was gracious, and he was afraid they would repent. Think of a people group. People that are nasty. People that you don't like. People that may be a threat to your country and your whole way of life. Do you feel like using your gifts, taking your time, to go and tell them what God wants to do for them? Well, if not, you've got something in common with Jonah. He resisted going to Nineveh because he hated them. He wanted them to die and go to hell forever. When we do not use the resources, including the time that God has given us, to share His word with others, it is not just because we are lazy or just because we don't think they're worth the effort, but because that is what we have in common with Jonah. This is why Jonah himself needed to repent. And when he did, God brought him back from the belly of that fish and gave him the gift of life a second time. This is why he went to Nineveh this time. Not just because he was afraid of what happened the first time, but because he had personally seen the unbelievably amazing, undeserved love and mercy of God for himself personally. In the epistle reading, the Apostle Paul says this is the same reason why he shared the gospel. The invitation in the gospel reading to us is also to immediately follow Jesus and do the same, because that's our reason as well. Seeing God's gracious mercy to us. We use the precious time we have to share God's word because God gives us the time that it took Jesus to save us. When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil way, God relented of the disaster He had said He would do to them, and He did not do it. Verse 4 says, in 40 days Nineveh would be overthrown. Now, God's word is always true. God always does what He says. And yet, God always finds a way to preserve a way for Him to be merciful. That Hebrew word for being overthrown also means to being turned around. Nineveh was not overthrown because in 40 days it was turned around in repentance. So, in verse 10, God is not changing His mind, but He is doing what He really wanted to do all along. Save them from sin. This is why Jesus came. Into this time which He has created and spent the time of His life here on this earth with us, the time of the church year, which is symbolized by the symbols carved on this communion rail stones, is a reminder to us of that. And I invite you to think of this communion rail not as some sort of a fence that keeps us separated, but as a hitching rail, symbolizing the connection between us and God. For example, candles on the Advent wreath over here. I'm going to turn this around so you can see it, even though it might be down below your line of sight. These candles on the Advent wreath remind us of dark times in the Old Testament when God's increasing promises kept the light of hope alive. Then when the time had fully come, God sent His Son, born of a woman, born under the law to redeem us who were under the law, so that we might receive the grace and the mercy of God to redeem us. For 30 years, Jesus obeyed God's whole law in our place. From the time that he was revealed by the star that the Magi saw, till the time he was revealed and began his public ministry at his baptism. And when the time was full, he spent 3 years revealing God's grace and teaching God's grace by his miracles and by his preaching. During the Lenten season especially, we remember how we repent of our sins as we remember how he came to suffer and die for us on the cross to pay for all of our sins, which is the reason for his grace. Then, as Jonah came alive again after 3 days in the belly of the fish, Jesus was 3 days in the belly of the earth and rose again to new life on Easter Sunday, so that we can be forgiven, so that we can receive new life again. On the fourth Sunday of Easter, our church especially remembers the Good Shepherd who laid down his life for the sheep and took it up again, so that he leads us in the pastures of God's Word, and so that we also can live in God's house forever. Then in his ascension, he was taken up from our sight, but he continues to watch over us, and he continues to be with us in Holy Communion. God's grace continues as the life of the church goes on. At Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came to fill us with faith in God's Word and empower us to share this message of faith with others, just as Jonah did. So that we are brought to faith in that one triune God that we confess our faith in on Trinity Sunday. And then we enter the long Pentecost season, which reminds us of how God continues to give us abundant life on this earth as we continue to grow and produce fruits as branches grafted into that true vine, which is Jesus Christ. And we celebrate how God preserves in our hearts faith in God alone, by grace alone, through faith alone, being saved through Christ alone, so that we also have the peace and the hope and the joy and the crown of eternal life. This is why we celebrate with all the saints in heaven above, and we follow them as we look forward to the time that we too will receive that crown of life on the last day. That day is coming soon, but until that unknown day, God continues to preserve us and continues to give us time, as God gives the wicked time to repent, including those of us who have experienced his grace. But in order for this to happen, God gives us time to share his word. There is no time to waste, and there's no reason to wait, because the time is fulfilled. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. And so that is because God gives us the time that Jesus took to save us, including the time of his earthly life here on earth, his time in the grave, his rising again to reign for all eternity, so that we not only have the time that he gives us here, but eternal life in heaven with him. May God grant that this is true for each of us. Amen.